Another walkout, this one at a factory in China. It may affect your next sneaker purchase. Workers at the Yue Wen factory in Dongguan, China, are on strike. I know you've never heard of Yue Wen sneakers. That's because there's no such thing. But Nike and Adidas have a lot of their shoes made by Yue Wen. The Chinese company is reportedly the largest manufacturer of athletic shoes in the world. And that means a two-week-old work stoppage in Dongguan could affect supply right on down the line. Kevin Sladen is with China Labor Watch, a New York-based group that's keeping an eye on the strike. He says the workers involved are demanding more than just higher pay.
In China, law requires that employers provide social insurance, which is made up of different types of insurance, but the main one is retirement insurance, which is kind of like our Social Security. And workers found that through the past few years, they haven't been given the amount of Social Security, essentially, that the law requires from the factory. And as this spread among workers, many workers, especially ones who had been there for a very long time, were very angered by this and thought it was unfair. And the strike started from there, and it grew.
Who sets the wages and benefits for a factory like Yue Wen? Is it the factory itself? Is it the Chinese central government? Is it Nike and Adidas?
Every locality in China has a minimum wage that's set by its local government and by the provincial government.
So Yue Wen has offered to increase benefits for the workers, but apparently 80% of the workers won't take the offer. So how united are these workers? I mean, are there any leaders that you've been in touch with?
We've been in touch with people who are close to negotiations, who have talked to some people representing the management. But workers are very reticent right now to say that they have a distinct leader or set of leaders, because in the past this has led to arrests, harassment, and firings. So workers are smart, and they know that they have to be cautious about talking about who their leaders are. Mm. So there may be, at this point, there may be people who are leading some of the strategy or, you know, the next action. But we don't know exactly who these people are.
Now, earlier this year, there were strikes at Walmart stores in China, at IBM there. Workers were demanding better compensation. Do you think this is the tip of the iceberg of what is a really bigger labor force in China?
The one thing that has come out of this UN strike that's really heartening for labor NGOs or labor activists like us is that it shows workers' awareness and consciousness of their rights is really changing. They're demanding social insurance back pay, which is something that you couldn't imagine a few years ago, because most workers didn't even understand social insurance or the rules associated with it. Now workers are understanding that they have this right to it, and the social insurance can be taken back with them once they leave the factory. They can transfer it to their next employer or back home. And this sort of awareness of their own rights and willingness to defend them is a very heartening thing. So for what this pertains for the future movement, it means that factories and the government are going to have to be more aware of workers' rights and what they're demanding, and they have to meet those demands.
At what point does the Chinese central government say, okay, globalization has been economically really good to us, but we've also got our own citizens that we don't want being abused by domestic or foreign companies?
Well, as with any large bureaucracy, I think there's already people within the Chinese government who have this sort of consciousness. They've already reached this conclusion, but they're fighting others within the bureaucracy. It's obvious from strikes like this and the number of strikes that maybe the increases in minimum wage or other changes in the law or enforcement changes haven't been enough. And that's really one of the biggest problems here, is that despite how strong it is, Chinese labor law is actually the largest problem is enforcement. And that's why workers are striking.
Kevin Sladen, program coordinator of China Labor Watch, speaking with us from New York. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.